KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Starting off with high school sports and high school softball play yesterday, Atlantic had a game they had to make up with Lewis Central that was washed out for Monday, and Atlantic suffered their first Hawkeye 10 loss of the season as Lewis Central picks up the 3-2 victory over Atlantic. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman talked about the Trojans not taking advantage of some opportunities in that game yesterday.
We just didn't really take advantage of our opportunities. We had runners on base and then just couldn't get the bat on the ball at the plate. Couldn't get enough runs across to be able to spring through that three runs, which they got. Unfortunately, defensively, we were a little shaky. We had a pass ball and an error all kind of coming together in the same inning, along with a couple of hits, and that makes up the difference for us.
And Coach Hensman was anxious to get back after it today.
The big thing we have to do now is we have to bounce back tomorrow. We've got a doubleheader against Clarinda. I'll be interested to see just in how this team's going to respond to a little adversity.
And we intend to have that doubleheader for you here tonight on the radio. 5:15 approximately will be our pregame. We'll get in news before we join into our broadcast tonight for that Atlantic Clarinda softball doubleheader. Other Hawkeye 10 play last night in softball action. It was Denison Schleswig 10-2 over Harlan. Red Oak beat Abraham Lincoln 9-4, and Sydney beat Shenandoah 10-4. Western Iowa Conference play, HSTW 19-1 over Essex. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 4-0. Rolling Valley play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 8-2 over Cam. West Harrison beat Bowyer Valley 9-7. And other scores, it was Martinsdale-St. Mary's 14-0 over Lamoni. Mount Air 7-6 over Earlham in Game 1. Earlham won Game 2, 10-8. At the Orient-Maxburg tournament, it was Lenox 18-0 over Orient-Maxburg. Melcher-Dallas beat East Union 9-6. Murray 12-0 over Mormon Trail. And Nottoway Valley beat Diagonal 11-1. High school baseball last night, Atlantic also making up a baseball game from Monday against Lewis Central, and it was LC winning it 10-1 yesterday. They played that one actually in the morning. And it was Clarinda 14-2 winner over Southwest Valley. Creston beat Red Oak 12-1. Harlan 13-1 over Denison Schleswig, and I-35 was a 9-2 winner over St. Albert. Western Iowa Conference action, HSTW 14-8 over Essex South Page. Missouri Valley 13-0 over Griswold. Underwood 11-3 over Logan Magnolia. Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Cam 10-7. West Harrison 8-4 over Bowyer Valley. And Woodbine a 10-0 win over Exira EHK. Other scores had Lamoni beating Twin Cedars 2-1. East Mills over Orient Maxburg 8-4. Mount Air over Murray 13-1. And West Central Valley a 1-0 win over Nottoway Valley. That's a look at high school softball and baseball from last night. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you here on the radio, it was Eric Lauer carrying a shutout into the sixth inning, and Manuel Margot had three hits, and the San Diego Padres beat the Cardinals 4-2 to win their fifth straight series. Freddie Galvis drove in two first-inning runs for San Diego, which has won 5 of 7. The Padres hadn't won 5 consecutive series since 2010. Other scores in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta 2-0 over the Mets, and Milwaukee a 1-0 win over the Cubs. Pittsburgh beat Arizona 5-4. Also in American League action, Tyler Mahle allowed three hits while pitching into the seventh. Adam Duvall hit a ninth-inning grand slam, and the Reds beat the skidding Kansas City Royals 7-0. Mahle allowed only one runner to touch second base in 6 3rd innings, matching his career-long start. He is 2-0 in June, allowing 2 earned runs and 14 hits in 16 1/3 innings. Other interleague scores, it was Washington a 5-4 win over the Yankees, and the Dodgers beat Texas 3-2 in 11 innings. Other American League action, it was Tampa Bay 1-0 over Toronto. Boston a 5-1 win over Baltimore. Seattle beat the Angels 8-6. Detroit 5-2 over Minnesota. The White Sox beat Cleveland 3-2, and Houston was a 13-5 winner over Oakland. A couple of other National League scores we didn't throw in there for you. Colorado 7-2 over Philadelphia, and Miami 5-4 over San Francisco. In other baseball news, National slugger Bryce Harper says he's fine after being hit by a pair of pitches during Tuesday night's 3-0 loss to the Yankees. He fell to the ground in pain after getting plunked on the right elbow by a 90-mile-an-hour pitch from CC Sabathia. He stayed in the game until he was hit on the left foot by Dylan Betante's 89-mile-per-hour slider in the 8th inning. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Iowa 8-7 over Reno, and Tacoma beat Omaha 5-3. Tonight, it'll be Iowa at Reno, Omaha at Tacoma for 9 o'clock starts here this evening Central Time. In other sporting notes, Barry Trotz and the Washington Capitals have begun discussing a contract extension that would keep the pending free agent coach around for next season and beyond after winning the Stanley Cup. A person with direct knowledge of the deal says the Dallas Cowboys and Zach Martin have agreed to terms on an $84 million six-year contract extension that would make the two-time All-Pro the highest-paid guard in the NFL. A University of Maryland football player hospitalized after an organized team workout 2 weeks ago has died. Maryland Executive Athletic Director Damon Evans said Jordan McNair was hospitalized May 29th and died on Wednesday. He was 19. He was a 6'4", 325-pound offensive lineman preparing for his sophomore season. A graduate of McDonough High School, McNair played one game last season. His strikeout numbers are the highest on record in college baseball, with the College World Series set to begin later this week. The 297 Division I teams have combined to average 7.88 strikeouts per nine innings this season. That's the highest figure in NCAA records dating to 1970 and a huge 21.6% increase since 2014. Pitching staffs for 41 teams, including CWS participants North Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas, average at least nine strikeouts per nine innings. That's up from 16 teams in 2016 and from just one back in 2012. Six pitchers in the CWS averaged 10 or more strikeouts per nine innings, led by Oregon State's Kevin Abel and Luke Heimlich. And an abbreviated summer vacation is over for college football players as summer workouts begin. Iowa senior defensive end Parker Hesse says it's a great time to build team chemistry.
For the most part, you know, we have nothing to do. We're here in Iowa City. The rest of the, you know, student body's all gone. All we do every day is we show up and train, and we all hang out together, and we come back and eat together. I mean, that's what we do. So this is a great time for us to, you know, come together and really talk about, you know, where we want to go, you know, this season and how we're going to get there.
Iowa players had 3 weeks off after final exams, and senior center Keegan Render says that was more than enough.
Sometimes you get lost and you get bored and you don't know what to do. So it's definitely time to come back, and I think a lot of guys can go for it too, is that, you know, the more you're away, the more you want to come back. So, I love it here. I love summer. Obviously, it's the best. It's a hard training time, but it's something that makes you better, and, I mean, it's nice outside. You can't complain about that.
Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley says summer workouts focus on individual improvement.
You can really, really take your time and go back to step one. You know, you can really focus on the basics of those fundamentals and really, really build from there. You know, so it's a lot easier in the offseason to really focus in on those small details.
Iowa will open their season at home against Northern Illinois on September 1st. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.